According to John Maxwell, the number one leadership expert in the world, what's the most important thing that a leader can do?
Think.
The most important thing a leader can do is think. In order to think, we need to get away from the pressure cooker of life, get somewhere like this, get an environment with friends who will support us, encourage us, and help us be accountable to our biggest dreams and goals. And so we started doing this leadership mastermind before the conference while everybody's fresh. And it's worked out very, very well. So thank you for being here. Thank you for being a leader of this community. I didn't expect to do this, but I'm going to give you a gift this morning because I didn't know I had it to give until a few minutes ago.
And I wonder why. Is that because of you or your staff?
It's just because of the favor of God. I mean,
well,
just...
love that too.
I mean, you know. So I was over there talking to Michelle, and I said... I need some bracelets because I wanted to let you know that one thing is we've got new bracelets. So you can pick your colors, D-I-S-C, whatever your combination is. If you're D-I, then you take green and red. If you're C, then you can just put on a yellow one, you know, and it says I am phenomenal on it. Okay, so I said, Michelle, give me some bracelets. And I'm looking at all of our stuff, and I don't know about you, but... like, I like to go in the stock room and I just look, you know, it's like, there's something in here that I probably need to give somebody or just something that I need to absorb or whatever. And I forget sometimes the stuff that I have. And I saw a box back there. I'm like, Michelle, what's that? Because I saw something written on the box. I said, what is that? She said, I don't know. It just came with, you know, UPS brought it, and there was 1,000 boxes that they had to put on the van and bring up here. Not that many, but, you know, a lot of boxes. And it was just one of the many. She thought it came from Ziegler. And I said, would you open that for me? And she opened it up and pulled this out. This is not supposed to be out until September, so I have a handful of copies, and I would like for you guys to have first copy of this. You are welcome. Thank somebody. Thank my publisher, I guess. I snapped a picture of it and sent him a message. Thank you so much. So... I guess what we know what we're going to talk about tomorrow at the spiritual session, right? You know. I know that everybody doesn't believe like I believe, and that's okay. Along with the spiritual message that's in here, there's also business growth content. And so what I've tried to do is just share... the subtitle, by the way, I did not think of this. I didn't think of the title. My publisher sent me, we were just emailing back and forth on just some random things, other book projects that I'm doing. And he sends an email back and he says, I've always wanted one of our business authors to write a book called The Monday Morning Christian, How to Live Out Your Faith at Work or something like that. And I think you'd be the perfect candidate to do it. And of course, I was honored. And I started just thinking about it, and it just started pouring out of me, you know. And I changed the subtitle a little bit, How Living Out Your Faith in Business Leads to Phenomenal Success. You know, Zig Ziglar wrote a book one time that said, God's way is still the best way. And again, we may not believe the same way. That's okay. But maybe there's something that you'll get out of this. Maybe you'll understand, because it's not lost on me that there's a lot of bad religious folk out there. Can't ignore that. On the other hand, is there a truth? Is there a God? And so, anyway, I hope it's helpful to you. I'm going to share a little bit about this tomorrow night, some of the content from it. And I think you'll like it. You're welcome. Thank you. So you guys are the ones that, you know, made this happen. And that's what I want to say thank you for your support, your leaders in this community. And you lead from the front. You inspire other people in this community. And one of the phenomenal trends that we have started to see is that y'all are referring people now. So we had someone that Andy referred that signed up for Inner Circle yesterday. Andy, could you turn my volume down just a touch? I feel like I'm echoing a little bit. We have someone in there that was referred by Sherry. Nikki's in there and her folks. Let's see, who else has a referral in there? Yeah, Tim Tollison's in here, but I'm talking about boot camp, like not a member yet. Yeah, so you referred Tim a while back. There's somebody else in there. I'll have to think of it. I forget who it is. But anyway, thank you for that. Michelle, make sure Andy gets a book too, please. Okay. Y'all ready for Ellen Rohr today? You got a half day with Ellen Rohr after lunch. She's brought all of the materials that has helped her become successful. That's all her books sitting right there. So she's going to, I just said, look, I want you to come in and I want you to share the most important lessons of your leadership journey. Because we're here to soak in leadership, right? Okay. I have a lot of new stuff. You have an envelope on your table. I got some good news, some more good news the other day. My franchise disclosure document has been completed, and we are now able to legally offer and award phenomenal business coaching franchises. Okay? Which means that we're going to now be able to scale all over the country. How many of you know that if you're certified in something, that's okay, that's good. I love certifications. I love being trained. We're going to be doing DISC certification in next month at Ziegler with Dr. Rome. I'm Ziegler certified, John Maxwell certified, Business Made Simple certified. I love certifications. But until you have some skin in the game, you're not going to really build that business. And so I was blessed to run into these guys that do franchising. And so if you or anybody you know wants to do what I do, then that opportunity is available now. Okay? I'll present that on Friday, I think. But just so you know, you get to know about everything first, right? So the way this is going to work is a franchisee is their own business doing, it's your own business doing phenomenal business coaching. And the beauty is, all you have to do is get clients, do a one-on-one coaching session with them every month, and do a pod. That's it. We do everything else. How cool is that? Pretty cool. So I believe that when I look at other franchise opportunities, I believe that, you know, this will be one of the, you know, in franchising, you can't say how much money you're going to make or anything like that. It's illegal. And so, but you know how much we charge. And so many other franchises, they have to have equipment or a location, or, you know, they have to have a lot of expense. With this, you don't have any expense. You just, I mean, there's some expense, but obviously you got to have all the stuff for a business. But you just go out and network and market, and, you know, we teach you how to do that, and get people enrolled, and we'll help change their life together. So anyway, inside this envelope is something else I've been working on, and I want to use this today. What this is I've taken a number of the documents that we already have, and I'm beginning to compile them as a business planner. You still want to use your Ziegler planner to track your personal goals and all that stuff. But this is to make sure that you have a vision for your business, that you're following that, and you have a plan for your business, and you're following that plan. And so I've created some new documents that will be a part of this. Now, what will happen is, let's just go through this together, okay? So that's just a welcome letter from me. Page 3. These are the 5 levels of performance that we have to go through in order to be successful. Remember that it's all about performance, right? The number one reason that small businesses don't grow or do as well as they could is FTI, failure to implement, right? And that might be on the part of the business owner. It might be on the part of management. It might be on the part of the team. But at some level, there's failure to implement. And failure to implement is not always ugly, okay? It just means that I didn't take advantage of an opportunity that I could have taken advantage of. I let a problem go a little bit too long. I let a threat creep up on me and I wasn't prepared. So there's all kinds of levels of failure to implement. So failure to implement doesn't mean that, you know, I'm just sitting there not doing anything. It just means that, you know, that there's improvement that we can make in our business career. How many of you know that every single business on planet Earth can be improved? And the way you do that is you begin to perform at a higher level. Remember that in the inner game equation, in our coaching, our leadership coaching, for those of you that participate on the leadership pod, we went through this book right here. And this was, this is coaching for performance. It's all about performance. And this is based on a work called The Inner Game. And the inner game equation says potential minus interference equals performance. So we all have potential, right? Born to win, designed for accomplishment, engineered for success, endowed with the seeds of greatness. After all, God don't make no junk. Phenomenal product. Create to be phenomenal. Do phenomenal things. Have a phenomenal life. By the way, Randall, welcome to 777. Welcome to leadership. Why'd you join this group? We're nice. You want to be better. I want to be the best. Yeah. And so better means higher level of performance, right? So the reason I call this phenomenal growth planner is because I want you to grow. And the beauty is that we've seen tremendous growth here. I mean, what Michael Killen is doing, what you guys are doing. By the way, this is Michael's sister, Tammy, okay? And Rob, that's right. Robin, what's your role there? Managing one of the stores. I mean, they are just, okay, now you got to catch this pun. They're killing it. Michael killing. Did everybody catch that? Yeah, Michael kept killing it. But they really are. Huh? I don't quit my day job at Phenomenal. Yeah, nobody seems to laugh at my jokes. They laugh that my jokes are not funny. You know, that's what happens. You guys are killing it. Killing it. Mindy, he's like, oh, Lord. I mean, killing it. Elise, killing it. You're really killing it now. Really?
Yes.
Tell me. Okay. I want to get you up here to share in just a second. Charlie Loomis, did you just have your biggest deal in history? Yeah. Okay. So I want all of our members to understand the path. It starts with phenomenal personal performance. We got to have good personal habits. Then we got to build systems in our business, right? Then we got to have leadership because everything rises and falls on leadership. I had systems, but I didn't have leadership. I created the systems myself. Now, this is what you do. This is how you do it. This is how you make a sales call. This is how you do this. This is how you do that. But I didn't have leadership because I wasn't a very good leader. So I had them become a leader. Everything rises and falls on leadership. Then as you assemble your team, you got to have dream team performance. Your team has to perform. If you have a dream but no team, you have to give up the dream or build up the team. And then, I may change the wording on this one of these days, but it's all about your life goals, right? The one and only reason your business exists is to be a vehicle to help you achieve your life goals. So, I know this is kind of a weird term, but I call it dream life performance. Dream life performance. That's kind of odd, isn't it? It's okay. You can say it's odd. It's not that odd. Okay. So my jokes aren't funny, and what I think is odd is not really odd. Thank goodness I have you guys around me, huh? Okay. Okay. Well, good. Y'all are way ahead of me. Here's dream life performance, okay? Your business is turnkey. You don't have to go to the office ever. Maybe you choose to. How often do y'all see Michael Killen at the office? I love when somebody has a turnkey business and you ask their team, how often do you see the owner of the company? They're like, now, I wouldn't even recognize him if he's my brother. I wouldn't even recognize him if I, you know, ran into him on the street, you know? He's spending time with his kids on his dream property. For 3 weeks, I was on my dream beach, and I had Gigi's hand here and Eli's hand here. Dream life. Dream life. And the beauty of that is that all of us can live our dream while other people are living their dream. Our team members are living their dream, and they're doing what they love to do, and they're growing, and you're helping other people. It's not you just, you know, laying around under a palm tree, you know. You might be, but you're doing something. Maybe you're writing books that are going to impact somebody's life. Maybe you got a team there doing something. And so this is the path. So I wanted to put that in there. And then also I wanted us to be reminded of the 10 principles of phenomenal performance. I want you guys to know these as well as I do. This is my copy right here, right? Okay. Then we have 7 steps to use the planner. We have the simple, dimple business plan, which ends up, by the way, on page 20 with your phenomenal four. Are you guys using that concept? Turn to page 21. Page 21. By the way, I'm ordering some binders too, so you'll be able to start with 3-hole punch, be able to keep this stuff together. I just ordered some, well, I inquired about some binders. From Jim, like you didn't approve the order yet. I mean, I just submitted it, but to me, if I inquired and I said look into it, my assumption is that we're gonna end up with some binders. So, anyway, what's that? Good. Okay. All right. I created this a while back, but it's floating around on the Inner Circle site somewhere. Okay. This is what I do right here. If you want to learn from me, this is what I do. And I believe that if you'll do this every day, every week, this is your PRD. You know, we have PRDs for our team, right? This is what you do every day. This is what you do every week. This is what you do every month. As an Inner Circle member, this is what we do. And I believe that if you'll do this, you'll be able to stay focused and you'll be able to, you know, track your progress. Okay. Next, if you turn that sheet over, we have a weekly tracking sheet. Now, originally, I was going to print like the whole thing. I sent it to Jim and it was like, what was it, 163 pages or something like that? So I said, why don't we do this first? I don't know if I got this right. So I want you guys to take it, feel it, use it, give me feedback. And so this is just a sample. But if you'll use it, then we can post it on the Inner Circle site and you can print as many of them as you want. Kind of like Donald Miller's planner, his life planner. You know, you don't get the whole year, you download more sheets. I thought that was brilliant. Okay? So weekly tracking. These are the numbers that I track every week in my companies. And the one I want to bring your attention to is page 26. Page 26. I want you to take a moment and I want you to think about the last quarter. Why do we meet up every quarter, by the way? To refuel, to reflect. To review, to reflect, to focus, get a check up from the neck up. Andy Joe, you like that? Stinking thinking, need a little check up from the neck up. You like that? Like how that sounds? If we don't get out of the pressure cooker of life and get away to work on our business and to work on our life, what happens? Yeah, you just become a victim of circumstance. You get cooked in the squat. I love that. Yeah, too. I love that, too. You can just see it, can't you? So what I'd like for you to do is I would like for you to reflect. There's great power in the power of reflection. In fact, J.J. Peterson, who is a PhD, who works with Donald Miller, did his whole thesis on double reflection. That when you take the time to review, to reflect where you've been, where you want to go, you're just going to get better performance. You're going to get better traction, right? So what I'd like for you to do is I'd like for you to write down everything that you can think of that you've done over the last quarter, the wins, the things that have worked well in your business and in your leadership with your team. And let's just take about 10 minutes to write down everything you can think of that worked this past quarter. Okay, now, one of the reasons that we come together is to encourage one another, to inspire one another. And one of the things that inspires us is to hear good news from our community. By the way, is everything good? Everybody okay? Like, y'all are looking at me like something's missing. Okay. I don't know, maybe it's just me or maybe some folks are sleepy, but y'all are looking at me like. Okay.
You need to talk like this.
You see, what had happened was, this is the warm-up. This is the warm-up. Then tomorrow morning, when Sherry Perry introduces me, and I take that stage, woo! But that's tomorrow. I'm just chilling with y'all right now. Okay, so it's my fault. Of course, everything rises and falls on leadership. Okay, if you got a problem in your company, whose fault is it? Okay, I just want to make sure that something wasn't wrong. That's all. Like, gee, did you realize you got yogurt on your face? Which I don't really care. It's like, hey, nice shoes, but you know what? I trip in these shoes. I don't know why. Maybe I forgot how to wear shoes, but these particular shoes, they need to be trimmed on the front a little bit or something, because it's like I'm walking through there and I'm like, you know, I'm going to fall down on somebody. Okay, so what I'd like for you guys to share is I want you to come up here. Now, we are filming this mostly for Ellen later on so that we can have that on video. But we're not streaming it because after a while, I want to be able to talk through some challenges. This is why we don't have all your team members with you. That way, if there's some things that we need to flesh out, I'm here available to you to give you some feedback, think about some strategies, and that sort of thing. So we're going to have some space for that. And again, this came out of so we got some people over there learning sales. How cool is that? And this came out of a strategy session with Sherry where we were talking about this. And I said, well, why don't we like have the team members do some training? Santiago's over there like laying it on. Then I started thinking about this morning, and I said, what if we really systematize that to where every Wednesday that y'all are doing leadership here at the conference, that we always have some sort of team training going on over there. We don't stream this so that we can make sure if there's anything that gets on video that we need to, you know, get out of there. But we stream that. So what if while you were here in this room doing leadership, some of your people back home could be getting in on that training over there? What do y'all think about that? You like that? How many of you say yes by a show of hands?
Yeah.
All right. How many of you say no by a show of hands? How many of you aren't going to raise your hand no matter what I say? Okay, now y'all are laughing. See, you're right. I need to get up and tell a couple of jokes. They laughed at my jokes. How cool is that? Yeah, I go to leadership training for managers at Dale Carnegie. I mean, Dale Carnegie, you know. Dale Carnegie, woo, you know. And you got all these corporate guys in this room, and they make you stand up and clap your hand. To be enthusiastic, gotta act enthusiastic. Be enthusiastic, gotta act enthusiastic. I'm like, where's the door? Like, I'm out. I got to go to the restroom, and I ain't coming back, period. It's a wonder that people, now maybe that wasn't on first day. I don't know. I don't remember. Maybe it's after they got you locked in. I don't know. So you're smiling now. You're laughing. You're okay. Thank you. All right. What I'd like for you to do to encourage one another and to encourage those who are in leadership, they're the only ones we're going to, well, with your permission, we might share it with other people. But I want to hear your wins. So I'd like for each one of you to come up here, and I want you to stand, Andy, right where? Here? Right there? Right there. Okay. I want you to stand right here, and I want you to share in 1 minute or less, 60 seconds or less, I want you to share your biggest win. Who wants to go first? Sherry Perry. And give it up for Sherry Perry. Yay. Woo!
Microphone, yes, please. All right, in 1 minute or less. Wow. Mm-hmm. Okay, so I would say the biggest win in the last quarter was literally an EOS shift, entrepreneurial operating system shift, where I am now no longer on the leadership weekly meeting that they have.
Woo.
I don't know if that's a bigger win for them or me, but it's a win altogether. But that's basically taken me out of the office. So I was in the office 4 days a week before that. Now I'm in the office 2 days a week. So I have three of my days of the week back,
nice.
Which is awesome. We also implemented tiers of performance for every single position in our company so that each person can literally say, okay, if I want to make more money, this is what I need to do. And we've watched the performance just increase a lot. We have focus and alignment on our critical number. So we used to track how many deals did we put on the board. That was not effective. It was not efficient. The numbers weren't going as fast in the upward direction as we wanted, and that has made a massive shift. The employee owner mindset shift, where we're not, I mean, we literally had a conversation about not being a mama bird. It's not our job to feed you. It's your job to figure out what you want. So we've had this really great cultural adjustment. We've always had a great, well, not always, but we have a great culture, but now people really have an owner mindset. We outsourced social media, and we have a renewed focus on referrals. So people are actually creating additional streams of revenue in each position in our company. So every staff member is generating a residual stream of income. And that's it. That's all.
Beautiful.
One,
awesome.
Yeah, in a quarter.
Yay. Okay, who's next? Lewis. Give it up for Lewis. My brother.
You know, this is just something that it has to do with bonus. And about 2 months ago, I had thought about doubling our office bonus that everybody gets, including staff, when we reach our sales goal. And that month came, we had bonused, and by the way, we've bonused 13 out of the last 14 months. So
nice.
That's been really good. But a couple months ago, I was thinking, you know, what if I just go ahead and double bonus, double pay? And I thought, and I had announced we're going to start doing it the next month. But I went ahead and paid it 2 months ago, and everybody was pretty excited about it. But what happened is last month we bonused again, but we bonused $42,000 over our goal.
Wow.
So it definitely was worth it, and everybody got paid their bonus from last month, yesterday. So when you think about bonus, sometimes more is really not less.
Nice.
So it really got everybody pretty motivated. But leading into that, you know, for where we're at, because I'm working a different model now in our business from what it used to be, we're running pretty lean. We're running real lean. You know, thank God, really, everything in the business is paid for. So that's grateful for that. And it's not me. You know, when we're talking about being cooked in the squat, sometimes I feel like I'm in the squat, but there's still success. So the Lord just does things regardless because, you know, I have no D in me. Mm-hmm. So I'm not a driver. I don't push. But I try to be good to my people and spend time with them. And it just comes back. So just continue to be good with your people. You know, when it comes to bonuses, hey, it doesn't hurt to put a little bit more out there because as I'm seeing, it's coming back. So we've got a new structure on that. And wherever you're at in your business, because it is a journey, we've changed our PRDs. You know, we've changed our job descriptions to go with where we are at right now. I only have 2 full-time technicians, guys. Hmm. You know, $80,000 a month is a good month.
Oh, that's awesome.
You know, it's real good, especially when you don't owe anybody or anything.
It's $1 million business.
So, and again, we can be more consistent. And that's where I need to act like a little bit more D. But it's been good. I've been comfortable. So I'm just saying you can be comfortable with where you're at, but take care of your people, reconsider doubling that bonus. And with where you are right now, what is it that you need to focus on? What is the role of everybody?
Beautiful. Thank you, sir. Yes, sir. Listen, let me make one thing clear.
Last month, between COVID, losing my dad, spending as much time as I need to spend with my dad, I was off 3 weeks, and we still, our staff did that. So
beautiful. Yes. Yeah. Listen, we don't create your life goals. You do. If you like working in your business, you love selling every day, man, you get up to sell every day, go sell. If you like the technical work, go do the technical work, okay? It's about your dream. It's about what fuels you. And regardless of where you are right now, it is a journey. None of us, Ellen didn't get there overnight. Tommy Mello didn't get there. Well, he kind of got there almost overnight. That boy is something else. But, you know, I mean, it's like, golly, what was it? He was a bartender. I mean, you know, I mean, it gives you so much vision. You know, we'll talk about, game changer. Game Changers has been a game changer because it's all about vision. The reason that Alan is where he is, the reason that Tommy Mello is where he is, he's got a bigger vision. You get to choose. You get to choose. That's the beauty of being a business owner. If you want to, you know, play with your kids on the beach and not write books, you can do that. If you want to play with your kids on the beach and just let your business run, you can do that, okay? Now, I want to have a bigger impact, so that's why I'm writing books, I'm doing this, I'm just continuing to grow, and, you know, and I like doing it, you know, and I love being with you guys, so, but you get to choose. That's what I'm trying to say. That's why some people won't like that I put in here that this planner is, and what we do is to help you build a more predictable, profitable, and possibly, potentially, I forget what word I used, but something like that, potentially turnkey. That's not for everybody. Scaling to $85 million a year or $150 million a year isn't for everybody. It's for Tommy Mello. He's got a big poster in his office that says, I will be a billionaire. Knock yourself out. Is it impossible? No. It's very possible in this world. And when you start talking about valuations, see, the language changes from, you know, making money in your business to pay your bills to being profitable to being super profitable. Valuation. You know, it's like the whole language about money changes to valuation because you're making so much money that it doesn't really, you know, the amount of money that you make in your business doesn't matter. I've always been, you know, curious, like, why is it that someone that could sell their business for you know, $500 million doesn't sell it, because it's not about income anymore. It's about valuation. And, you know, if we stay in it for a little while longer, the valuation goes up, get a bigger payout, or you can do other things. It's a different game. It's a different game. So you get to choose. If you want to be a billionaire, you can be a billionaire. If you want to, you know, walk the beach every day and just be able to, you know, pay your mortgage, go to the playground with your grandkids, it's your choice. Your choice, not my choice. Your choice. So we are here to help you get to wherever it is you want to go. All right. Give it up for Keith. Yay. Right here.
Okay.
See that P right next to that P right there? There you go.
Is it working?
Is it working?
So
is it working?
I've been in the inner circle this time 1 year.
Yay.
Yeah. It's amazing.
So wait, you were in before, and what made you come back?
So it was so interesting, Howard, because when I joined, it was 2013. Mm-hmm. And Santiago was very young. And I remember him saying, what do you need to join? And I said, I just need to know that I've got the support. He said, man, we're going to take care of you. And I joined, and man, I got so much good, but I didn't have a team around me.
Yeah.
And so I'm like, I can't keep doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
I just didn't feel like I was able to devote the time. Mm-hmm. So I stayed kind of in touch with Howard and Santiago, seeing what they're doing, but mainly Ziegler. Mm-hmm. And so I started coaching with Ziegler during the pandemic. Mm-hmm. I was Tom's first in-person coaching.
Oh, that's right.
In April of 2020. Mm-hmm. And so Tom and David worked with me. And then when Tom finished, he's like, Keith, you really need to move over to Howard. Mm. And so I called Howard and, you know, couldn't say no. It was phenomenal.
Yeah, good. I'm so glad.
And I came to the conference in May last year, and it has been a phenomenal year.
Awesome.
There's no way I should be here right now. It's 103 today. I do air conditioning.
Right. When it's 103, all hands on deck. All hands.
Yeah. And so I saw the opportunity, and this is the blessing, right? There's so many blessings. But Santiago's like, you come to the conference. I'm like, man, unless there's a miracle, I just can't. Well, with Santi's help, Howard's help, team, I've hired a salesman. He is doing phenomenal. He's a Christian. He's solid. His belief system aligns with mine. My other manager quit when I tried to get him to do coaching with me. Mm. And so God provided. And now I have this manager that I really trust. So I'm like, I think I could go. And I think, better than that, I could bring my daughter.
Aww.
And we got to come a day early so she could play with her cousins. I could see my sister.
Aww.
Because my sister lives in Dallas. And what a blessing. So thank you. And oh, wow. So how many people has Andy already got to meet? And, you know, they smile and they encourage her. And, you know, that's the community. It's just an awesome, beautiful community of people.
Awesome.
Thank you, Howard.
Oh, man. Thank you. Pleasure. Appreciate you, brother. Thank you. Lord bless you. Okay. Come on, Anita. See, they need your energy up here, not mine. Because that girl, she'll bring the energy, won't she?
Well,
give it up for Anita.
Woohoo! Oh man, we've gone through a lot of transition in the last 3 months. We had an operations manager, which I thought was really wonderful and awesome. But we found out that there was we needed to make that transition, and so working with Santi, we were able to hire a new manager. She's an HR manager, but also she started working in the construction as an operations manager, and she is rock solid. She's a rock star. I'm telling you, I can't even believe it. Like, amazing. honestly, she makes my head spin. Like, I can't even believe she's doing it. She's doing the scheduling with the employees. She's doing the scheduling with the clients. Also, too, as we finished up our website, and we found out the social media marketing wasn't really working for us that well. So I hired somebody, and this is the hardest thing for me to do was to hire somebody that could sell like I sell, because I don't sell. It's all relationship based, right? And so that was so difficult. But this guy just moved in from California, started working for us 2 weeks ago, and he is amazing. I mean, like, I can't even believe this guy. He went out on 30 different sites, huge buildings yesterday. That's what we do. We do construction sales and cleanup. And so, like, these big jobs, that's where he's going. And he sends us all of his documentation on what he does all day. And so I know exactly where he goes, because I know where all the sites are in Michigan. So that is, like, exciting. And then also, too, is we hired a new payroll company, new financial director. We started having weekly meetings. It was like pulling teeth, but we started doing it. And also, too, is we're doing financial analysis every day now, and everything has changed. So that's putting the boots on the ground.
All right.
But it's going good. We also did our biggest job last month, and we finished it with the hospital from all the way from A to Z. We did the new construction cleanup for a large company in Michigan, and that was our biggest job that we had. And so now we're able to get referrals off that job, and so that's really exciting.
Awesome. A lot of activity the last 3 months. Okay. All right, who's next? Yes, sir. Give it up for Jim, Coach Jim.
So just some of the things that we've done in the last quarter here. I'm a D, so it's a list of done stuff. Just let you know right up front. All right, so what we tried to do, and what I've tried to look at, is getting things done, lining stuff up, defining the difference between once and done daily, and knowing who's going to be doing the daily work and what's the significance of getting the once and done things done that change your business forever. Can I write something and it lasts for a long time? Simple acts lead to significant impacts. So I bought my business partner out.
Hmm.
Okay. And so that was a big emotional thing for the business. And Howard coached us through that program, and it was super easy. It was a win for me. It was a win for John, mm-hmm. win for the company, win for God, because it was all good for everybody all the way around. That was a wonderful thing. That led to the opening the door of looking at Nikki, who is our director of operations and admin. Too much stuff on her shoulders. We brought in Scott McMahon and developed him into the director of operations, split the workload off of Nikki, lighter workload, so many hands make for light work. So we're building out the team. Under Scott, we added 3 service managers to build up the core of the thinkers and the executors and the project managers that get it done daily. Okay, and we started outfitting and getting the technicians for them on their independent divisions, interior, exterior, area rugs. We cracked the code on how to manage the income to labor ratio. Game changer.
Mm.
Telling you right now, that was a big one. We implemented the Game Changers program, and so with income to labor ratio figured out and being able to now have money stack up in the payroll account, it's going to be a significant impact, because that's where the bonuses come from. How do we teach them how to be effective so they can bonus themselves? Leadership training is going on every Thursday. If you're going to develop, if you're going to hire managers, you have to train them to be leaders.
Mm.
Okay, and so we're doing leadership development there. And then we're writing all the manuals. Everything will be written, and we're finalizing the tech manual, which then that was for the interior side. The next one right after that is going to be the exterior tech manual. And so we're building out the manuals. That's just what we've done in the last quarter, and there's 100 other things.
Yeah.
But those, I think, were the big ones. Labor
cool.
to income ratio was the biggest.
Awesome. Yay. Okay, who's next? Okay, Glenn and then Elise. Give it up for Glenn.
Good morning, everybody. I'm the integrator, as you already know. I didn't want to steal Greg's thunder because he's got a lot going on. I really appreciate really appreciate you for inviting me to these conferences, because as I look around, I don't see a lot of integrators in the room. So I want to thank you for that. And our biggest win, I believe, within the last 90 days has been a product of Steve Baker and his team, the Great Game of Business. And it was, we haven't totally integrated it over the business, but in the office, the phones had kind of died. And because of that, we had to change behaviors. So the ladies got together. We decided on a program. They're actually calling out. They're calling out and getting business for us. So the first month, they brought in $11,000 in sales. The second month, they brought in $16,000 in sales. The third month, they brought in $14,000 in sales. And it's just been phenomenal, because we were all worried. We went to different marketing companies. We have four. Went to different marketing companies to see if they could get our phones ringing. Well, it hasn't quite gotten there yet, but the office has made it work, and you know, that was just extraordinary for us. So that's my biggest win of the last few months, and I have others. We started a book club in the name of Matt Owens, and it's kind of like a mini pod inside of our own company. We do it every Wednesday, 4:30 in the afternoon. It's only a half an hour, but we all participate. So right now there's 6 to 8 participants.
Nice.
Somewhere in there. And because of that, we've done Attitudes Are Everything by Jeff Keller. It's a small, simple read, but it got us started. And very successful. We're on our last chapter tonight at 4:30, if you want to join us. No. The next book, we're going to start in June. And guess what that book is, Howard?
Don't know.
FTI.
Woo! Ooh, that's
and it wasn't even my suggestion. It was a suggestion organically through the team. And that's just, you know, for me, it's epiphanic, because yes. I'm the high C. I want to get it done now. What I've had to do, and thanks to... And thanks to you for pointing it out, I had to get out of the way. Mm-hmm. I want to get it done, and I can get it done all by myself, but that's not where you want to go. Mm-mm. Because you want it to come up organically. So the team, the EOS has helped. I could go on and on and on, but basically you can see the growth of adults within our business taking it to the next level without the seniors. I'm 62, without the seniors having to make all the moves. So that's it for me.
Love that. Love that. Yes. Build a, I'm sorry.
Who links your, is it you or someone else?
His name is Garrett Beck, and he's 26.
So you always have someone else lead the pod and not you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Okay. I don't even lead the pod. I'm a participant, so. Okay.
Nice. So build a phenomenal dream team that can run your business for you. Give it up for Elise.
Good morning. Okay, so I've been in the inner circle for 9 years. I think it's like 9 years this month. So 9 years worth of work, you know, over time culminates into all these great things happening. So... in the past quarter, I'm just trying to calculate all this, but I think we've booked about $550,000 worth of new contracts. So,
let's say, wait, that's a $2.2 million company. Hello.
So, yeah, on top of all the other stuff we got
going
on. They
do valuations. I do calculations. Like, okay, take the quarter times four.
So we won a contract with the University of Houston, which is actually a $1.5 million contract over 3 years. So I only gave myself credit for that. Anyway, and then we are getting to do a space project for a company that's going to the moon. And it's a 125,000 square foot space. That's one of the contracts. That's $150,000. And yes, we're really excited about it. So we're getting to work with a large firm that's doing what they call core and shell and architecture. So they're doing the building and all the explosive parts of it and all that. And we get to do all the stuff that goes on the inside of the building because they have to test all the rockets and stuff. So they have to have a place. Essentially, it's a bomb explosion containment area.
Wow.
Really, yeah.
Wow.
So it should be a really fun project. I'm excited about it. And then we also got to a client that we've been working with. We got all of the project management work in addition to the architectural work. So that's like an additional $100,000 for this year and potentially more going forward. So I'm super excited about all that stuff. We hired a new employee. We haven't hired a new employee since December of 2019. So we had to go back and review all of our training and new employee onboarding and all that kind of stuff before he got there. So we were working on all of that, and I'm real excited because I think it's really cool. So I want to put everybody else through it now and make sure everybody knows all the stuff and they didn't miss it somehow. So in the Game Changers has been huge in this quarter being part of that. So I have two kind of things on a personal level. One is I've been working on resilience. So as we talk about getting busy or things get out of control, how do you get yourself back in control so you show up as the best you? Mm. And because once you're out of control, everything is harder. Mm. You're not sleeping well. You stop eating well. You're short with people. My D gets out of control. Mm. And so I've been working on that. So I was going back through my notes, and I can see where I had those weeks that have been very hard. And then I wrote down the things that I did to bring myself back into balance so that I can keep showing up as my best self. This quarter, January, I've been doing this program with Ariana called Spurs, and it's with Girl Scouts, and it's a leadership program for girls using horses. And I started it. I don't know anything about horses. Ariana wants to go. She said, if you volunteer, Mom, I can go more often. So I was like, okay, I'll volunteer and show up the first day, and that I get called to be able to do it. And so they're going to train me as riding staff. I don't think I'd been on a horse in like several years, and I don't know, again, don't know anything about horses. So now I am, spent 13 weekends since January, yes, with Ariana out there. I'm leveling up on my scarf. So yes, I can tack horses, I can groom horses, I can help girls. And what they're doing too. And so things that I didn't think I was going to be able to do, I can do. But my biggest thing is, like John Maxwell said, who are the leaders out there developing other leaders? So I have been saying this for several years. I wanted to be a leader developing other leaders. I do that in my company. Well, now I have an opportunity to do that with Girl Scouts. And I've had several family members and stuff say, how do you have time to do Spurs? Where are you fitting that in your schedule? And I was like, well, I have made time, and my business has allowed me to make that time. And it is it's one of my priorities, and I just didn't know that that's how it was going to show up. Mm. And so in listening to some of the adults, because we had our 100-hour volunteer weekend last weekend, they gave me feedback, and they said that what the girls see in me is that I am approachable. They can come talk to me, and I treat them like a person. Okay, and remind you, I'm a D. And so the writing directors that come and volunteer and all of those that are that show up, they're all Ds because they're planners, they're up there, they're loud. And one of them says every time, I'm not yelling at you, I'm just loud, I talk fast. If you have an issue, come talk to me. But the girls are still come back with the comments of they feel like they're in trouble, they feel like they're being yelled at. But remember, I have that exact same personality, and they do not see me that way. Mm-hmm. So to me, that's a success that I've been able to learn DISC. I've practiced it through here. I've practiced it in my company, in my family, with my child, with Ariana, and now can take it to another place where I can show up well enough to help those girls grow. And I have asked to do the teen DISC for them when they do the girl that when they start back the season in September, to see if they'll let me do that. Good. And then I've also been asked to be part of, because this is where it goes, on the leadership board, it's called its core staff. And so the lady that's doing it right now is going to groom me to be the girl advisor, so that in another year I can take over that position on it. So then I'll be literally coaching the girls when they get in trouble and do stupid stuff, like throw chickens over the stall in the bathroom. Yes.
Throw chickens over the stalls in the bathroom. Cooked chickens, live chickens?
Live chickens. So Misty Meadows got live chickens.
Where are they getting these chickens from?
They're there on the ranch with the horse. Anyway, they started this new thing, and one of the girls thought it would be great on their outing on Saturday night to go get a chicken and to scare another girl in a stall and throw the chicken over the stall.
Oh, so somebody's in the stall when they throw the chicken over there.
Yes.
Oh.
So we have to have a leadership discussion about your upper level spur and you're setting an example and what kind of influence do you have and all this kind of stuff. Yes. So that's the position that I'm being groomed to kind of take over, is to have those conversations with them when those things happen. So, yes, there was a chicken incident.
A chicken incident.
So thank you, Howard, and thank you for the inner circle, because I would not be the person I am today. I would not have the company I have today. I probably still wouldn't be married. My daughter has a way better mother because of all the things I've learned, the leadership that I've been exposed to, and I've learned from all of you and the conversations and everything else. So, and I look forward to kind of what I grow up into. So,
aww.
Thanks,
well, thank
Howard.
You. We learned so much from you. You're so smart. Don't you always learn something from Elise? Can you, you know, I know this is probably not good leadership, but can you at least say, you know, you really shouldn't do the chicken thing, but that was funny. I mean, like, dang, that was like, how creative.
Well, and that's how she relates to others.
Right, right.
She, I don't think she has any friends, and so she tries to be funny.
Oh, yeah.
And so she's, yeah. She's learning.
Get that attention, yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay, who's next? Come on, Jim. Give it up for Jim. By the way, when you need some printing, feel that. By the way, I didn't ask for these envelopes. This is how it came delivered. Plussed it up.
It was a problem.
It was a problem. He just solved it for me. I was like, nice. Thank you, sir.
Good morning, everybody. I got neighbors with chickens. I'm wondering, like, who should we do that to this week?
Well, I'll tell you a rooster story a little bit later, but.
What's that? We're exceeding our sales goals every month. We're actually 20% ahead of our pre-COVID sales.
Nice.
And that's despite me having to work in production and do very little sales work.
Nice.
Despite the supply issues, paper not showing up, mm-hmm. almost running out of ink last week. Mm-hmm. We haven't missed any deadlines. We're also starting to see our referrals compound.
Nice.
Referrals are referring people. So I really love them seeing that. Mm. And then probably the biggest win for me personally is just navigating a situation. Some of y'all have met Barbara. She's my kind of my Santiago. And she's also my niece. And her mother, my sister, is showing severe signs of dementia. So we're having to navigate that. Mm. And before leadership, I probably would have said something like, well, we'll talk about that after work. Let's get our deadlines done first.
Oh, my goodness, yeah.
Would have been more unlikely my conversation. And, of course, we've navigated that well, and we're both stronger for it. And although it's a sad time, it's been good for me and Barb to grow with through that. You know, thank Inner Circle for that.
Aw, thank you. Love you, buddy.
You too.
We're better together, aren't we?
Yeah. Yeah.
We're better together. Come on up here, Charlie. Give Charlie a big hand clap. Yes, sir.
Morning. So probably biggest win of the last quarter, record sales. We're running right at 66% NOI, net operating, which is pretty phenomenal. Wow. We've gotten pretty lean. Actually shrunk the team a little bit in the last year, and I'm needing to add somebody, so went a little deep, and I've gotten back to planning my days out, which has been a big plus. And then we have a rental business on the side, and that has our gross rents have increased by 30% in the last 6 months.
Wow.
And I'm becoming a more intentional dad again. So that's probably the biggest one right there. Mm. So
awesome. God bless you, brother.
Yep.
You gotta love that Newark accent, you know, it's like that's probably the biggest thing right there. Right there. Right there. Just like a New Yorker. Right there. All right, who's next? Come on, Stuart. Myrna's laughing at my joke. I'm making progress. I'm going to get up here and do a testimonial. You know, my biggest plan is one person laughed at my jokes. Give it up for Stuart. Yeah, be thankful for the small things, right?
So, Jim, Andy Costa, myself, want to welcome everybody to our hometown here. Glad you all are here. Last quarter, you know, I started thinking about this. I was like, well, I really haven't done much. Then I started writing stuff down like, whoa, we've been busy. Hmm. I guess back in February, I got new headshots done by Mr. Andy Costa back there, and they were phenomenal.
Wait, you do headshots?
He put it on Facebook, and I'm like, well, yeah, we need these updated.
Well, everybody get your face, your headshot done while you're here at the conference.
We
I want a headshot.
We wrote and completed new ad slicks for our real estate agents referral partners. Jim did those for us. They turned out phenomenal. we've been developing more centers of influence, thus generating more referrals. We're winning new business. We've renewed some substantial accounts. I attended 777 in Houston back in February. I attended Michelle Prince's Power of Authority last month with Sherry. Is anyone else here in this room that was there? Oh, yeah. Greg and Cammie were there. You bet. We kind of slowly but surely working on mapping out the book. Beginning the co-authorship of Seven Secrets of a Phenomenal Life with Mr. HP. And I'm here today at 777. And Jason on our team is here next door in the sales training.
Yay. Awesome. The man. Appreciate you. Listen, there's no greater, I probably shouldn't say that, but few greater things you can use to promote your business and your brand than a book. I'm just saying. All right, who's up? Okay, Rob, come on up here. Give it up for Rob. Yes, sir.
All right, so last quarter, we didn't know what we were going to hit because of COVID, because of everything, you know, with sales, with the stimulus checks coming out. We knew that year was good. So we got a huge Polywood order in for our company, which is furniture that we sell. We hired 5 full-time employees. They've all done great. We have one in the training right now, too. We outsourced our ordering and emails and customer service so we could focus more in store. We had our website up to date with all of the products. We had a lot of stuff missing. They were overlooking a lot of things. We had that done. We have a lot of training days now, which has helped out a lot. We purchased the second location. Now we own 2. And then we implemented an assembly charge, which is total profit because we built the furniture for years. We sold like $400,000 worth of furniture for years, and we would build it for free. Well, we sell $4-5 million now. So building it for free got too much.
Right.
So now we implement 5%. So we make 5% on anything built now.
Wow.
And that's just total profit.
Wow.
And so that reached us to last quarter we had our highest sales day, our highest sales furniture order of 60,000 plus. We had our highest sales day of 106,000. And our best month in company history of 2.1 mil.
So. Woo-hoo-hoo! Wow. Rock stars. Man. My brother. It's a great morning to everybody.
Great
Michael.
Morning. Great morning, Chief.
Great morning, Chief.
Great morning.
Give it up
everyone.
For Michael LeBlanc.
For us, being, of course, we're all, I guess, say we're in a messy industry, though. We're going to be like the cream and the sugar. We're going to rise to the top of it all. So we had I had some good things. I've got me a great administrative assistant who I'm making her to be, not say making, I'm bringing her to be where on this platform to where we need to be. And bless her heart, she's so eager and willing to do this. I stayed up late last night working on Express Time, and Express Time is a project management clocking system where we can track our numbers. She has reduced our daily numbers from, I think we were like at 63 hours, and she got it down. She found some things down and got it down to like 50 hours per day.
Wow.
So that was, and she did that all on her own.
And that's hourly
work.
People, so like that's 13, whatever it is, 13 hours times.
Yeah, anywhere from $10 to $15 an hour.
That's a lot of moolah she just found.
Yeah, yeah. And, of course, our little firecracker that we had here for the sales, in February, she's starting to make strides. She's out to doing 20 stops a day now.
Good. Firecracker.
I promoted one of my technicians. Now she's an operations director, and it's like, oh, my phone didn't ring at all this morning.
Ooh, there you go.
And,
nice.
Some of those strides, and that all comes from implementing the great game of business to our profitable quality control compliance. See, those things, we got our insurance audit. They gave me some money back. I mean, you know, that was, again, thanks to planning this and paying attention to your quarterly. We got that improved. I'm finishing up my PRDs to our profits and putting that in processes and putting some videos with it. Of course, instead of revamping the org chart, it's just been good. And I would say our biggest win is with Laney reducing that hourly.
Love it.
You know.
And, that's every day.
That's every day, yeah. 50. Mm-hmm. We were anywhere from 58 to 63 hours a day.
Wow.
She got it down to some days it fluctuates a little more if somebody's short. Though even with somebody short, it's still okay. It's still a very, very workable number.
Love it. Love it.
Yeah. And the best is yet to come.
Best is yet to come.
Using Express Time. Express Time management.
Thank you.
You've got some key people on.
Right.
I And that goes back. We're not going to call no name. We're not going to point to no one. Progress versus being done.
Oh, yeah. Done is better than...
Done
is better than perfect, yeah.
And that was when Elise and I first met, and we come together. And
well, now you have people helping you.
Yeah. Okay. Gosh,
so when you have a team, a productive team, then you can get more done.
Now we're just getting Erica on getting her to more stop. Well, the 20 stops, and then we're improving and enhancing her mailing. And I did the wrong thing during COVID. I stopped mailing.
No, don't do that. Never stop. Okay. All right. Elijah is not only standing up, he's at the front of the room. Give it up for Elijah.
Thank you. Thank you. Well, I had a win right off the bat today. I got to meet Andy Joe over here, which is pretty phenomenal. And then also, I'm a high I in my personality, and so I was tracking my heart rate. When I was sitting over there, it was 66, and when I got up here, it bumped up to about 99. So that's a win, and I'm still breathing. So, Howard, thank you.
My pleasure.
You for leading the way for me to be here, for all of us to be here. You do a great job of this.
Thank you.
And it's an honor to be around such great learners and students. Thank you all. Wins. Okay, two wins. One, Rob Cole, great friend of mine. We grew up together. He's joined our sales team, and he's right over there right now being trained by Santi. So excited about that. Second win would be we read through the book as a team, Jeff Henderson. So, Glenn, something similar to what you're doing. On Monday mornings, we have what we call our team culture meeting. And there's only 10 of us, so we'll take time to go through and we'll say, you know, we want to recognize, Al might say if I was going, I want to recognize Glenn for one of our great core values that I've seen him uphold. Mm-hmm. Say it was solutions driven. And I would acknowledge Glenn, and then we'll go across the room and do that. Then at the end, that takes about a half an hour. The last half an hour, we're reading through now a book called A Leader's Greatest Asset by John Maxwell. And so every team member will take a turn teaching out of that book. So they'll get a chapter and they'll tell us what they learned. I think we can learn a lot more. God give us, you know, two ears and one mouth. So I think we can learn twice as much when we're listening. So everybody gets a turn. Last quarter we did Jeff Henderson. And Jeff Henderson wrote the book called Four. And I thought it was amazing. He said something that just stood out to me. He said, if your business ceased to exist today, would anybody even care?
Mm.
And I thought, man, what, you know, so often mm-hmm. we're just centered around us, around our team. What are we doing to give back? So after we close the deal, I'll call the client and I'll say, appreciate you working with our team. We always want to improve our services on a scale of 1 to 5. What would you rate our service? And, you know, almost always we get fives, which makes me very happy. I enjoy doing that job. But in after reading the book Four, I asked our leadership team if they would make that call and who, you know, who wanted to go first, and whoever went first, the team would donate $25 to a charity of their choice. So it helped them get skin in the game. They got to hear what I heard. It kept every, you know, operations team and the sales team kind of working together. And so we got to give $750 to a homeless shelter in the Sparta community. So I was excited nice. About that. Yes. Beautiful. And that's it. I mean, I've got a lot of wins I could continue on, but that's it for today.
Thank you, sir. Appreciate you. All right. Who has not shared yet? You don't have to have everybody from your company, but, you know, at least one person per company is fine. Who has not shared yet? Three people here. Cammy, you guys want to go together? Okay. Hey, you dressed up. You need to be up here. Look at this. Okay. I don't wear a tie anymore, and then you come along with this.
I
start wearing my tie again?
I'm trying to follow in your footsteps.
No. Okay. Yeah. Well, 3 years from now, you're going to be without a tie.
On a beach.
5 years from now, you're going to be barefooted. You know, next year I'm showing up barefooted, right? I got a new brand coming, Beach Bum. Beach Bum Leadership. There you go. Give it up for Greg and Cammy.
Woo! Well, my greatest blessing is always to be here with my best friend Glenn and my wife Cammy. So good.
Aw.
Let's see. I would definitely have to say that probably my biggest win for this quarter is both of us being able to go to the Bookbound together. We both felt the need to increase the marketing opportunity with the book, and that's what he's focusing on. And then I've always wanted to author a book, so to be able to live that dream together was awesome. So I highly recommend it if anyone's considering Michelle Prince's book bound.
Awesome.
Well, since I have a phenomenal team, you said what went well this last year, made a budget. I adjusted the budget. I saw some errors in it, and we're hitting budget. We're actually over budget right now. We got health insurance. We got our training room and office done. We hit our sales goals. We've hit our sales goal for our construction and techs. Read and listened to 6 books. Purchased 2 vans and a box truck. More meetings with Glenn. FQC explaining and being questioned on it now, which it means my leadership team is growing. Book writing, booked a vacation time with Cammie in July, which is going to be good. Attended a conference for our National Chimney Sweep Guild, Life Leadership. We went to Ziegler, the 10 disruptive things in your business, which has really helped. Conference at Howard Partridge, joined the Chamber of Commerce, which helped for our health insurance, purchased supplies, and have more stock than we ever had before. Doing the book club, Attitudes Everything, been on walks with my wife, helped with our in-laws, moved our Lauren and Nathan and Hannah to their new locations, had conversations with my daughters, Erica and Steven. Our sales are up. We were doing frequent flyers, which is a forward scheduling. The People's Platform, helping people start saving and earning Bitcoin rewards. And that's because I got a wonderful team getting a lot of things accomplished. And that all comes back to getting myself out of the box and getting things done, thinking more. So really appreciate you, Howard.
Oh, appreciate you. Yay. Great wins. Thank you, guys. Okay. All right. Come on, Mindy. Give it up for Mindy. Firecracker. Yeah. Keep calm. What about social media posts? Really?
Oh.
Like on her personal page or business page?
I don't do personal.
Your business page?
It's not me. I don't do Facebook, so way to go, team. Way to go, team. It's my team.
Way to go, team.
It's my team. So this last quarter, we really ironed out our values, thanks to Sherry. Sherry helped us. Our values are Barks. I own a dog grooming business, so that's why it's Barks. Build up attentive relationships. Knowledge and knowledge and service. So, and the main thing of Barks is when a dog barks, they want to be heard. And that's kind of what we all want to do, is to be heard. So that's how we based it on that.
Brilliant! Yeah. Brilliant!
Thank you, Sherry, for helping. And we're slowly killing it. So we like it.
You know, there's killing it, you know, and then there's slowly killing it. It's like, Killian? Yeah, Killian. Killian. Okay. All right. Myrna. Okay. Still yet to go. Myrna and Randall. That's it. So Randall's the newest, so he gets to go last. Okay. Come on, Myrna.
Okay.
Woo! Give it up for Myrna.
Well, we're going through a big leadership change and... a lot of changes, because we have in the old leadership go away and new people we are bringing on board, and the transition has really started snowballing, I guess, because these new leaders that we are bringing up are kind of shaking up the people that are left, and some of these people that were feeling, you know, like, you know, they were all that. They're like, wait a minute, how come they're getting invited to these things and we're not? And, well, what are you doing? How have you, showed that you were accomplishing your goals and stuff? And they're like, well, I was like, you got to bring some value. So we're starting to see them get. Participate more. And then I think it's a huge win that, I'm in a big corporation where you have to follow the rules and raises come once a year and bonusing is, it's kind of like a mystery. But we got to, because we had some superstars and, we were hiring, and so we are onboarding all these people, and we started seeing that some of our salaries were not aligning with the new hires. And we didn't think it was fair for the people that, have been there and are performing at higher levels to, it just wasn't adding up. So we built a case and we went to corporate and they approved off-cycle raises for these people that, you know, we thought needed them. So that's
good.
Was a huge win.
Yeah.
And I helped build the business case. And, you know, it just flew through. And I was like, whoa.
Nice.
Why didn't we do this before?
Yeah.
So it's all coming together. And through all the changes and transition and, you know, people that we didn't think we could live without going away, we have overperformed our goals.
Look at that.
The whole quarter. So.
Look at that.
That's a big win.
What was that? I didn't hear that.
Back on the pod, the Thirsty Thursday pod.
Thirsty. Stay thirsty, my friend. Thank you, ma'am. Okay, our newest member, Randall Parks. Come on now. All right. So you're going to share our Inner Circle wins this time. Next time you're here, you're going to be sharing those leadership wins from this group. Okay, you got that?
I got that.
He's listening to me very intently, like I'm giving him instruction. Why don't you stand here and I'll stand over there. How about that?
Well, you know, I'm probably a trip down memory lane for everybody here, but I didn't bring my notes up, and I didn't bring any of my innits up. At this spot, I don't feel like my working innit part is going to be important. And I tell you what did happen, and I didn't understand as we went along. I'm 30 months in, and I have noticed that I'm getting more frustrated every day knowing how it's supposed to work and how it's been working. And the cart is in front of the horse, and it makes it really hard to get that back switched around. And the more I study and the more I learn and the more I talk, and I am extremely dedicated to systems. We've shot a lot of videos, a lot of training, a lot of manuals, a lot of assessments. Everybody's excited about that. We're at 103 of 175 is what we've developed. And that all comes from the org chart of how that was drawn out. It did take a year and a half to do an org chart that probably should have took a week. I got that done. Check that off.
Got it done.
What I didn't know is as I studied and I kept reading, I kept going along and, you know, finding those hours in the morning before everybody got in there, that there's going to be a crash ahead. At some point, not to be quoting Michael Gerber, new co and old co's running side by side, and you've got to make that switch. There's going to be a point where everything's going to come to a crash.
Yeah.
And luckily in that development, I was able to get the hungry, humble, and smart and got them excited. They were young. They are still young. And they've been able to stay with me and keep that all alive to where I can kind of do that. And as we, you know, that organizational chart turned out to be the master plan of all of it. So
beautiful.
That's pretty much what I got. I just wanted to say that came around, and without the community and the pods is everything to me. That's why I get up and it gets me excited. And it gives me a lot of energy. So
beautiful.
Thank you. And I appreciate you all letting me in here. I've seen the 77 bus. I knew I couldn't get on for a while, but now I'm in.
All right.
I'll do good.
Well, you're in the right place, my friend. You're in the right place.
You know what you know, right?
Level one, personal development, good personal habits, because we're not going anywhere without those personal habits. Level two, systems. Get everything organized. Level three, leadership. See, there was once upon a time I had great systems. I just didn't have leadership. And if you don't have leadership, how are you going to develop a team? So then level four, dream team. Level five, dream life. Who needs to get some coffee or get rid of some?